We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. Welcome back to all our listeners. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of the show, also CEO for Mage LLC. Want to thank our friends over at MTP Software and The Social Scene for hosting us in our new studios. Doing a great job. Thank you very much, Frank Sincotta and team. My co-host today, Peter Meyerson from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Meyerson, and John Plout, the rock star.
It's great to be here, Jeff. I love the new studios.
Yeah, thank you. I do too. And I thank Frank when we got here last week. It was just great. You know, this next guest, I've actually known him a long time. I feel like when he comes in here, I start like going through my whole memory bank. I don't know if you do too. I'm talking about Craig Slater, of shareholder at the Vinebrook Group at Morgan Stanley. But we have a lot more history than that. And I think it would be interesting, besides saying hello to you, Craig, to give us a little bit of your entrepreneurial background, because you know a lot about entrepreneurs.
Well, the short story or the long story?
Well, we only have so much time, so I guess right. The glib story. But I know Peter will like it.
I was lucky enough, right, Peter, we haven't met, so I was lucky enough to have grown up in an entrepreneurial family, so it must have truly started there. Right. My father, who was a BC law graduate, went into business, and along with his father-in-law started Mr. Donut, the chain of donut.
Which you probably went to a lot as a kid, right,
yeah,
Peter?
Absolutely. I always couldn't quite decide whether it was Mr. Donut or Dunkin' Donut, but I figured it out eventually.
Well, lo and behold, as some people may have seen through a recent movie about Ray Kroc, those times were indeed very inventive and entrepreneurial, and those who built businesses tended to seek out new ways of doing things. And I think my father's zest for entrepreneurship bled to all the kids. I'm one of five boys, and you know, we would have dinner table conversations very commonly when he was around and not out selling franchises about business and running a business. And boy, how many times we sat at a table coming up with a name for some new idea that he always had. So he was full of ideas.
What a great way to learn about entrepreneurship.
Well, right. Again, we were indeed lucky, and it was a neat way.
It's like Babson at home.
It's like Babson at home with a lot of other dynamics, because we had six people around the table. So my brothers and I and my
no
father.
No fist fights
mom,
at Babson,
and,
though.
Well, we were angels, of course. We never never fought. Five boys, never. You know. But that really was the start of having a spirit around expansive thinking and creativity and ideas sharing and collaboration. And that did start it all.
I mean, that's a large part of entrepreneurship.
Right.
You know, it was the seeking of ideas and the, you know, collaboration. I mean, you know, it's really interesting.
So you're not just like any, I'm not saying everybody's, I don't want to generalize, but you really bring to investment management a wealth of skills, because generally speaking, a lot of people who are investing have been and are successful entrepreneurs, correct?
Well, typically and particularly, you know, with our client base as well, but indeed, you know, when it comes to somebody who's running a business, it's helpful to be able to speak their language and having been in their shoes and just talk a little bit about their own business experiences, their business expansion, where are they drawing on their pipeline, for example, where are they getting leads from, how are they managing their office, what's their culture like? I mean, obviously that won't play into exactly how we are aligning their intentions with their wealth necessarily, but I do feel like it helps establish good relationships.
Well, you understand them.
Good communication, right.
You grew up with them.
Right.
What does Vinebrook do?
Well, so Vinebrook Group is a team within Morgan Stanley, and we are a wealth management team, really continuing to evolve into a family wealth practice, which is a way of saying a multifamily office. So, you know, we manage a substantial amount of our clients' wealth, about 280 families, and there's a team of six of us with a variety of disciplines, albeit there's an overlap like any good Venn diagram, but at the end of the day, you know, we complement one another well, and we are able to draw on the resources of a Morgan Stanley, which is a world-class organization, as well as a lot of our outside other professional advisors, to just make sure we've got a terrific experience for those who we're helping.
Well, we know.
Is that helpful? Is that
yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, I wanted to know what you did, and I want our you know, listeners to know what you do. I mean, that's clearly part of this. But, you know, so you had a journey, though, you know, from this family.
I did have a journey, yes.
And it's the journey that always interests me.
Well, I think the journey
Peter's
is
a storyteller, and not only is he an attorney, but he's an author, so he likes a story.
Great.
So tell me a story.
Well, there certainly was a journey, so you're right about that. And, you know, I didn't necessarily heed all of my father's advice at a young, sprite 22-year-old graduating college, right? Fancy that. So I chose investment banking as my first real sort of job out of college. But as luck would have it, I got in a great situation. I ended up on the West Coast in L.A., working for some terrific people at a firm called Bear Stearns and working in corporate finance. So I had my first taste of what it was like, both in what I would say a big business environment, but indeed we were a small entrepreneurial team trying to weave our way in the world of corporate finance at a time when Mike Milken's junk bond team was right around the corner on Rodeo Drive. And it was frequent that we would sit in meetings and try to figure out, again, you know, what is our true market? Where are our true strengths? You know, sort of doing our own SWOT analysis. So in addition to working the 80 hours a week that any analyst would do in that situation, you know, it was neat to capture bits and pieces about how businesses operate, which ones survive, which ones fail, why, things of that nature. I left Bear Stearns at a time that was, again, pretty heady Wall Street. Ended up on Wall Street in New York at a private equity firm. So then I moved from the advisory side of the business, which is what investment banking is, to the principal side. So we were actively vetting out companies for
that's a good again a good experience.
Our own account.
So you were like you were working in an investment group, finding people like your dad.
Yeah, they were tended to be a little bit larger and a little bit more mature businesses. At least that's what our particular business was. And as it turns out, this particular firm established a name for itself in retail. So we bought a number of retailers in New York City and around New York. But I also ended up being the mole, if you will, that the group supplanted post-acquisition in the first 30 to 60 days to just ensure that the culture was going in the direction they wanted it to. The financial systems, I generally worked out of the CFO's office, the financial systems were falling into place. We were getting the right reporting back.
So you went into the companies.
So I went into the companies, and one of the best experiences I had there was being in New Jersey when we had bought three companies, merged them all together, and had one large corporate office as well as one large warehouse. And I spent some time in the warehouse with the operations, senior vice president of operations, as they were revamping their pick and pack and tying it into their IT systems. Now, I just have to tell you, this is 1989, and technology
before I met you.
Was technology back then. It wasn't like Kiva systems and what we have today, and yet it was an amazing experience to watch this blend of old culture and old school meets some amazing people and amazing ideas in the technology side, and how this one operations guy managed it all. And he was really special. Anyway, so that was just sort of it. But after that, I went to business school at NYU, got an MBA, caught the entrepreneurial bug. And rather than go back into private equity, which most of my peer group did, I chose to find opportunities where I could be a senior management player on a business or so. It ended up that I chose telecommunications, and one thing led to another. I ended up back in Boston and in business with two of my brothers building a promotional—
He went back into a family business.
A promotional prepaid phone card company called Smartel Communications. And I don't know. I'm going on too long.
No, this is a great story.
What's interesting to me, I mean, and let me just give you a little feedback.
Sure, please do.
Is that, you know, you're in a business now, you know, as you know, this group at Morgan Stanley, but you have a unique set of qualifications. I mean, most of the people, you know, that get into the kind of business you're in are kind of, you know, one faceted. And you've had operations, you've had, you know, you've had all these experiences, it's pretty unique.
You seem to be much more modest than other people on average that we meet in your profession. Are you more modest?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't done all that much. I mean,
I'm
modest.
It's like people say to me, "You've done a lot." You know, people joke.
I'm on a major journey.
Right.
I know I found a great team and a great group, and I've been doing this since 2000. I've been very happy. I haven't been at Morgan Stanley, but I've been in the business of turning my skill sets to wealth management since 2000. Okay. And I get a tremendous amount of satisfaction just, building the team and working with people and helping them.
Well, I'll just make a joke before he goes. Yeah, and it's Martell hired one of my favorite consultants of all time.
Yes, and so herein lies the connection. So we were into Smartell, maybe 4 years. And, we knew we needed some help. And by the way, you were instrumental in ways you don't even know. So I'm glad we're reconnecting because we have a coach now. And it was from that experience that I just recognized the importance of not trying to do it alone. And how critical it is to have somebody from the outside be there. You can do a brain dump. They can really understand who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, and they can help provide some guidance from their perspective, particularly, again, when they've had this kind of management consulting or consulting background. And so, we have a coach at the Vinebrook Group who has been phenomenal. Has been,
a coach?
A business coach, yeah.
Good.
So, Craig. Yes, we had that
not Craig.
Going.
No.
Not in this case.
Not in this case. Previous life. Craig, if somebody wants to find you at the Vinebrook Group, how would they do that?
Well, we have a website like anybody else, fa.morganstanley.com/Vinebrook Group. I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on Twitter. But in general, people aren't out there looking, per se. I mean, we have a presence, but our best clients find us more because they were introduced to us by
word
somebody
of mouth.
Who,
right.
Either has gone through the experience and cares enough about their friend to say, hey, connect us up, or I proactively, in building my network of other advisors, attorneys, accountants, whatever the case may be, to help them understand what we do, what position we're in, and by hook or by crook over time, somebody says, hey, I think,
Well, Craig, we've run out of time. I want to thank you for being on the show. It is a great story, and I'm sure our listeners will really appreciate it.
Okay.
And people want to listen to it, you can find it on our website. You can also, we're streaming it now, but you can also find it on YouTube. That seems to be people's favorite place to find our interviews, and we'll be getting it to you as well.
Okay, that's great.
Great.
Thank
and
you.
We
thank
didn't
you
cross
me.
Any lines on this interview.
No,
as we
I think we're good.
No, we're good.
Yeah.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with Peter Meyerson. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.